Oh, grave and good Paulina, the great comfort that I have had of thee.
What, sovereign sir, I did not well, I meant well. All my services you have paid home. But that you have vouchsafed with your crown, brother, and these your contracted heirs of your kingdoms, my poor house to visit, it is a surplus of your grace which never my life may last to answer.
Oh, Paulina, we honor you with trouble. But we came to see the statue of our queen. Your gallery have we passed through, not without much content and many singularities, but we saw not that which my daughter came to look upon, the statue of her mother.
As she lived peerless, so her dead likeness, I do well believe, excels whatever yet you looked upon or hand of man hath done. Therefore, I keep it lonely, apart. But here it is. Prepare to see the life as lively mocked as ever still sleep mocked death. Behold, and say 'tis well. I like your silence. It the more shows off your wonder. But yet speak. First you, my liege. Comes it not something near?
A natural posture. Chide me, dear stone, that I may say indeed thou art Hermione. Or rather thou art she in thy not chiding, for she was as tender as infancy in grace. But yet, Paulina, Hermione was not so much wrinkled, nothing so aged as this seems.
Oh, not by much.
So much the more our calf is excellence, which lets go by some 16 years and makes her as she lived now.
As now she might have done, so much to my good comfort as it is now piercing to my soul. Oh, thus she stood, even with such life of majesty. Warm life as now it coldly stands when first I wooed her. I am ashamed. Does not the stone rebuke me for being more stone than it? Oh, royal peace, there's magic in thy majesty, which has my evils conjured to remembrance, and from thy admiring daughter took the spirits standing like stone with thee.
And give me leave, and do not say 'tis superstition that I kneel, and then implore her blessing. Lady, dear queen that ended when I but began, give me that hand of yours to kiss.
Oh, patience. The statue is but newly fixed. The colour's not dry.
My lord, your sorrow was too sore laid on, which 16 winters cannot blow away, so many summers dry. Scarce any joy did ever so long live. No sorrow but killed itself much sooner.
Dear my brother, let him that was the cause of this have power to take off so much grief from you as he will piece up in himself.
Indeed, my lord, if I had thought the sight of my poor image would thus have wrought you, for the stone is mine, I'd not have showed it.
Do not draw the curtain.
No longer shall you gaze on't, lest your fancy may think anon it moves.
Let be, let be. Would I were dead, but that methinks already. What was he that did make it? See, my lord, would you not deem it breathed, and that those veins did verily bear blood?
Masterly done. The very life seems warm upon her lip.
The fixture of her eye has motion in it, as we are marked with art.
I'll draw the curtain. My lord's almost so far transported that he'll think anon it lives.
Oh, sweet Paulina, make me to think so 20 years together. No settled senses of the world can match the pleasure of that madness. Let it alone.
I'm sorry, sir, I have thus far stirred you, but I could afflict you farther.
Do, Paulina, for this affliction has a taste as sweet as any cordial comfort. Still, methinks there is an air comes from her. What fine chisel could ever yet cut breath? Let no man mock me, for I will kiss her.
Good my lord, forbear. The ruddiness upon her lip is wet. You'll mar it if you kiss it. Stain your own with oily painting. Shall I draw the curtain?
No, not these 20 years.
So long could I stand by and look her on.
Either forbear, quit presently the chapel, or resolve you for more amazement. If you can behold it, I'll make the statue move indeed. Descend and take you by the hand. But then you'll think, which I protest against, I am assisted by wicked powers.
What you can make her do, I am content to look on. Or to speak, I am content to hear, for 'tis as easy to make her speak as move.
It is required you do awake your faith. Then all stand still. Or those that think it is unlawful business I am about, let them depart.
Proceed. No foot shall stir.
Music. Awake her. Strike. 'Tis time. Descend. Be stone no more. Approach. Strike all that look upon with marvel. Come, I'll fill your grave up. Stir, nay, come away. Bequeath to death your numbness, for from him dear life redeems you. You perceive she stirs. Or start not. Her action shall be holy as you hear my spell is lawful. Oh, do not shun her until you see her die again, for then you kill her double. Nay, present your hand. When she was young, you wooed her. Now in age, is she become the suitor?
Oh, she's warm. If this be magic, let it be an art lawful as eating.
She embraces him. She hangs about his neck. If she pertain to life, let her speak too.
Aye, and make it manifest where she has lived, or how stolen from the dead.
That she is living, were it but told you, should be hooted at like an old tale. But it appears she lives, though yet she speak not. Mark a little while. Please you to interpose, fair madam. Kneel and pray your mother's blessing. Turn, good lady. Our Perdita is found.
You gods, look down and from your sacred vials pour your graces upon my daughter's head. Tell me, mine own, where hast thou been preserved? Where lived? How found thy father's court? For thou shalt hear that I, knowing by Paulina that the oracle gave hope thou wast in being, have preserved myself to see the issue.
There's time enough for that, lest they desire upon this push to trouble your joys with like relation. Go together, you precious winners all. Your exultation partake to every one. I, an old turtle, will wing me to some withered bough, and there my mate, that's never to be found again, lament till I am lost.
Oh, peace, Paulina. Thou shouldst a husband take by my consent as I by thine a wife. This is a match, and made between us by vows. Thou hast found mine. But how is to be questioned? For I saw her, as I thought, dead, and have in vain said many a prayer upon her grave. I'll not seek far for him. I partly know his mind, to find thee an honorable husband. Come, Camillo, and take her by the hand, whose worth and honesty is richly noted and here justified by us, a pair of kings. Let's from this place. What? Look upon my brother. Both your pardons, that e'er I put between your holy looks my ill suspicion. This, your son-in-law, and son unto the king, whom heaven's directing is troth plight to your daughter. Good Paulina, lead us from hence, where we may leisurely each one demand an answer to his part performed in this wide gap of time since first we were dissevered. Hastily lead away.
In The Winter's Tale by William Shakespeare, the cast, in order of appearance, were Archidamus and Lord, John Hollis, Camillo, Geoffrey Whitehead, Polixenes, Paul Jesson, Leontes, Kieran Hines, Hermione, Sinead Cusack, Mamilius, Stephen Geller, First Lady, Charlotte Harvey, and Second Lady, Tanya Windsor. Julian Glover was Antigonus, Eileen Atkins, Paulina, Steve Hodson, the jailer, lord and first gentleman, Rebecca Sayer, Amelia, Jonathan Taffler, the servant, Alan Cox, Cleomenes, John McAndrew, Dion, and James Green, officer, mariner, and second gentleman. The shepherd was Anthony Jackson, the clown, Stephen Mangan, Time, Sir John Gielgud, Autolycus, Alex Jennings, Florizel, Mark Bonner, Perdita, Alison Reed, Mopsa, Sarah Jane Holm, Dorcas, Sean Radinger, and the servant and third gentleman, Nicholas Murchie. The musicians were on violins, Peter Fisher, Jake Ray, and Richard George, with Sue Briscoe on second violin and Suzanne Stanzelite as soloist. On violas, Michael Ponder, Berend Mulder, Ian Rathbone, Michael Posner, and Scott Dickinson as soloist. On celli, Sean Bell, Adrian Bradbury, and Rachel van der Tang, with Tim Gill as soloist. On double bass, Roger Linley and Stacey Watton. On oboe, David Theodore. Flute, Anna Noakes. Quattro, Dominique Lejeune. And flute, Anna Noakes. The music was composed and conducted by Dominique Lejeune. The Winter's Tale was produced by Tom Treadwell and Bill Shepherd and directed by Clive Brill.